Well, Bill, tell me about the role as of general chairman. What does that entail? That's a pretty encompassing kind of assignment, isn't it?
Well, the primary position that I have is to interface, really, among Bruno Event Team, which is the management team that we engaged, Salem Country Club, the USGA. So I'm sort of the person that goes between those three groups.
And you're a member at Salem Country Club, obviously, and you know are looking out for the club, but looking at the club resources for the USGA.
Right. My affiliation with the club goes back to 1965. I caddied here for 10 years.
Yeah.
I've been a member here since 1989.
Yeah.
I served a couple terms on the Board of Governors. And absolutely, we want to make sure that this golf course is in pristine condition and shows well to the world and develops and determines a hell of a winner.
Tough greens here, aren't they? I mean, with the slopes and so on.
It's the greens that protect this golf course. So if you're on a links course, it's the wind that protects the golf course. Here at Salem Country Club, it's our greens and green complexes that protect the golf course.
Tell me about the switch from, you know, the ninth hole becoming the 18th hole and the 18th hole becoming the ninth hole in tournament play.
Yeah. Starting in 1984, when we had the Women's Open here, NBC, which was doing the broadcast, asked us to flip the nines in large part because we can get it's a beautiful natural amphitheater around our ninth hole.
Yeah.
We can probably get four or five times the number of spectators behind that green. And then, as it turned out, of course, we've had two fabulous finishes in 84 and in the 2001 Senior Open, which came down to the last hole. We're hoping it'll happen again today.
Yeah. Now, the other thing, tell me about, you know, the whole, yeah, what has gone so well here, and then maybe what are some concerns? Because I'm sure there's always things that you're working out on the fly.
Well, the biggest thing from a logistical point of view, two things we were concerned about. Transportation, because we've got five different parking lots and we've got the public coming in from the Topsfield Fairgrounds, and then access control once they get here. The transportation, knock on wood, has been perfect from day one. We've ridden the buses, we've listened, talked to a lot of people. That could not have gone better. Access control, the practice rounds, sometimes the players think the practice rounds are for them, they're also for us. And so we got the access control down around Wednesday afternoon, Wednesday night.
Yeah, just in time.
Exactly.
Well, I will say for the transportation piece, you know, that I'm not coming at peak times, but it's worked out great.
Thank you very much. Yeah, that's an important part because that's really the first interface, if you will, that most of the spectators have with the event. So you want that to go well. The other thing that we did, we changed the main entrance. We moved it up the street, if you will, west on Forest Street. So it's now right off to the right-hand side of championship number 8. And that proved to be a good move. Bigger, easier to get people in and out. And when folks arrive at the golf course, they're in the middle of the golf course. And so they've been able to spread out throughout the golf course.
I'm glad you mentioned that because something didn't seem right. That there weren't enough people coming through that main entrance. And then I was out walking today and I saw that. Yeah,
yeah, so that the main entrance is actually the auxiliary entrance.
Yeah.
And so the folks who are parking at some of the satellite parking lots, but not the main lot at the fairgrounds, the former are coming in through our main entrance, auxiliary entrance for the championship. All the folks from the fairgrounds, it's about 80% of the spectators, they're coming in at the main entrance, which is farther west.
Well, I got you. Well, that makes sense now to me as I'm pointing at my head here. Anything else you want to share with us about the U.S. Open here?
Just that it's fantastic to have the USGA here. As you know, it's our sixth national championship, and I'm pleased to report that when I had lunch with some of the officials Friday afternoon, the first thing they said was, we'd love to come back.
Yeah. When would that be? I mean, is it like another decade or so?
Oh, yeah, that'll be a ways off.
All right, Bill, great talking with you.
Bill, thank you very much.
Okay.